Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before we get started, a warning that there will be depictions of death and violence in today's episode. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. Historically, women have been told to make themselves smaller, to diminish themselves. Some have used that idea to their advantage, disappearing into new identities. For others, a disappearance was the end to their stories, but the beginning of a new chapter of their legacies. This month, we're telling the stories of these women. We're talking about disappearing acts. The year is 1918. A family is asleep and under house arrest. They're awoken during the middle of the night and told to put on their clothes in a hurry. The children rub the sleep out of their eyes and look around at the guards who surround them. The commander tells them not to worry. They will soon be taken to a safe house. Just come downstairs. All will be well. Or so they thought. This was the empty promise that began the elusive legacy of today's womanikin. Let's talk about Anastasia Romanov. Anastasia was born just outside of St. Petersburg, Russia, in 1901. She wasn't an ordinary girl born into an ordinary family. Her parents, Nicholas II and Alexandra, were Tsar and Tsarina of Russia. Anastasia was part of the Romanov dynasty, the family that had ruled the country for nearly 300 years. Anastasia had three older sisters, Olga, Tatiana, and Maria, with whom she was incredibly close. There are several photos of the four girls together wearing identical white lace dresses and floppy sun hats. Some of them were even taken by Anastasia herself. Friends and family described Anastasia as sharp and clever, with a penchant for getting into trouble. She loved to play pranks on her siblings and enjoyed being the center of attention. Though she had a strong personality, Anastasia's younger brother, Alexei, was often the family's focus. He was frequently housebound due to a bleeding disorder. As the only male heir to the throne, his survival was critical to maintaining the royal line, especially during a time of political upheaval. The children grew up during a contentious period in Russian politics under their father's rule. Russia's roles in the Russo-Japanese War and World War I brought terrible casualties that left the country in a state of disarray. Russians were increasingly unhappy with the leadership, and unrest grew. The infamous Russian mystic Anastasia's mother called in to care for Alexei, Grigory Rasputin, further alienated the Romanovs from the Russian people. There was a growing movement to abolish the Russian monarchy and adopt a communist government instead. The family knew its position was precarious. In February of 1917, the struggle for power in Russia reached a boiling point. workers began to strike, demanding better working conditions. But when Nicholas sent his army to quell the unrest, members of the military turned against him, unhappy with the defeats they'd been facing on the war front. Local protests morphed into a bigger revolution. They called for the end of the monarchy. Not long after the revolutionaries took over, Nicholas abdicated the throne and a provisional government was put into place. Soon, the Bolsheviks, a communist group, had taken full control. After being forced to abdicate, Nicholas took his family and fled the scene. They were eventually exiled to the Ural Mountains and placed under house arrest. They lived there in relative quiet until they were awoken one fateful day in July of 1918. Under the pretext of providing the family with better security, the Bolshevik leader told them to go down to the cellar. The family and staff went downstairs. When they reached the cellar, gunmen were brought in and began to shoot at them. One soldier recalled the execution as a shower of hail. Soldiers began firing with abandon, many missing their intended targets. Fumes and gun smoke filled the space, making it hard to see. Bullets ricocheted off jewels embedded in the Romanovs' clothing, hitting the walls. The violence went on for 20 minutes. At last, the room seemed quiet. All that remained was the heavy breathing of the soldiers, the bodies burned and buried in a clearing near a cluster of birch trees. This is the end of Anastasia's short life story. But her ghost lived on much longer. Just a few years after the Romanovs were killed, a woman named Anna Anderson popped up in Berlin claiming to be the supposedly dead Duchess Anastasia. She said she'd survived the shooting and escaped her assailants. Her account was convincing. Sure, she looked like Anastasia, but people were desperate for a glimmer of hope, or maybe mystery, for someone to have survived the violent massacre. Within months of her announcement, Russians began visiting the so-called Anastasia to pay their respects. But it was all a lie. Anna died in 1984, and posthumous genetic testing proved that she was not actually the fallen Duchess. Further confusion around the DNA evidence at the gravesite also gave people reason to pause and wonder what actually happened. Though 11 people were executed, only 9 sets of remains were initially found. DNA evidence of Prince Alexei and one of his sisters appeared to be missing. This mystery was also put to bed in 2007 when a group of archaeologists discovered a second gravesite. This one contained the remains of 2 more people who have since been identified as the missing members of the family. Despite evidence pointing to the death of the whole Romanov family, some refused to accept that Anastasia was among those who lost their lives. In fact, nearly 100 different people have claimed to be the long-lost Anastasia since the execution. Countless films, books, and shows have been generated from the romanticized story of her disappearance. Whether Anastasia truly disappeared or not, the lore around her life and family lives on. The continued fascination with her life seems, in many ways, to be a manifestation of people's desires for hope, in spite of insurmountable odds. All month, we're talking about disappearing acts. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you on Monday.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
it.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.